The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation had strong words Wednesday for supporters of former President Donald Trump, who have been using violent rhetoric in the wake of his agency's search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
Any threats made against law enforcement, including the men and women of the FBI, as with any law enforcement agency, are deplorable and dangerous.
Christopher Wray declined to answer questions about the hours-long search Monday of Trump's Palm Beach, Florida resort. The search of Trump's residence Monday is part of an investigation into whether Trump took classified records from the White House to his Florida residence after he left the White House, according to people familiar with the matter. Days after U.S. authorities carried out a search warrant on his home, Trump invoked his constitutional rights against self-incrimination during an hours-long deposition in a New York civil investigation of his business dealings. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After arriving at the state attorney general's Manhattan offices, Trump cited the Fifth Amendment in saying he declined to answer questions under oath. The attorney general has said there is significant evidence Trump's company misled lenders and tax authorities about the value of assets like golf courses, which the ex-president denies, calling it a witch hunt. While he's defended himself publicly, legal experts had said answering questions under oath would be risky, because anything Trump said could potentially be used in a parallel criminal probe by Manhattan's top prosecutor. Trump spent more than 6 hours at the office before leaving. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in Mali have declared 3 days of national mourning to begin Thursday after a pair of weekend attacks killed dozens of soldiers and police officers. This is VOA News. The Malian military says 42 soldiers died in a dramatic assault on forces in the northern region. Authorities say the extremists used drones, artillery, and booby-trapped vehicles in Sunday's attack. The same day in southern Mali, other extremists attacked a police station, killing 5 officers. The attack on the station near the border with Burkina Faso was later claimed by militants with the Al-Qaeda-linked group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday said he was concerned about reports of the detention of an opposition political leader in Congo. On the second day of his visit to the Central African nation, Blinken said his delegation was trying to get more facts about the opposition figure's detention, which he said had happened in the last 24 hours. Blinken said his delegation had raised the issue with Congo's government, and he called it a possible setback in establishing the right environment for elections.
We don't have to tell you this. It's been...
We have full respect for the laws of the DRC, but we are concerned about any steps taken that could actually reduce the political space, especially as the country heads into elections, so it's something that we'll be looking at.
The Secretary of State was speaking at an event promoting democracy in Congo's capital as part of his three-nation African tour. China is angry about a new U.S. law. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
We don't have to tell you this. It's been harder to get some cars, phones, and many other things since the pandemic. Blame the disruption in chip supplies. Well, this week, President Biden signed into law a promise of billions in grants and other help for those who invest in U.S. chip factories. Now China is angry, calling it an attack on Chinese businesses and a threat to trade. The world relies on chips from Taiwan, which China claims as its territory, and factories in China assemble most electronic devices. Adding to the fears that things may get worse instead of better, worries about China's threats to attack Taiwan. I'm Rita Foley.
Recapping our top story, the director of the FBI has strong words for supporters of former U.S. President Donald Trump, who have been using violent rhetoric in the wake of his agency search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Christopher Wray says threats circulating online against federal agents and the Justice Department are deplorable and dangerous. He declined to answer questions about the hours-long search Monday at Trump's Palm Beach, Florida resort. The search of Trump's residence Monday is part of an investigation into whether Trump took classified records from the White House to his Florida residence. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.